Hello and welcome to another edition of the Crippled Crisp Review. As always, I am Marijn or Captain Kane.
And I'm Braceboy or Sam, and this is episode 48. And it is a non-potato episode today.
Let's start it off
like that. It's prawn crackers. You would call it in English, and we call it koepoek. It's a new brand. Maybe it has been around for years and years. it's Zeeuwse koepoek, so that means that it's from the one of the more south-lying provinces of the Netherlands.
Yes.
That's called Zeeland. The people from Zeeland in like the 1500s found another country somewhere near Australia, and they called it New Zeeland. You might have heard of it. They speak English there.
But it's not the same.
It's not the same. And Zeeland, the original, they have a lot of seaweed. So this is...
Apparently.
Zeeuwse koepoek. So Zeelandish prawn crackers with zeewier.
Or seaweed.
Seaweed flavor. And it's not. It is not just seaweed. Just... regular seaweed from all over the world. No, it's specific seaweed from a specific region, the Oosterschelde.
Ooh!
So it's a specific Oosterschelde seaweed, and...
It tickles my fancy. I'm curious.
We did seaweed crisps before.
Yes, those from Texel.
And you bought those at Texel?
Yes.
On Texel, excuse my grammar. And those weren't that interesting,
no.
To be honest. The only interesting fact was that they had cleaning chemicals in them, and but we didn't experience the cleaning. No negative effects.
We didn't die.
No.
So
I had very clean shits though. They were like they were white in color instead of brown. It was
Then maybe there was some of it in there. I didn't check my stool.
So these don't have cleaning chemicals in them, which is a good news factor, I believe.
But they do have seaweed in them.
They do have seaweed in them, indeed.
And I want to try them.
Yes.
Give them to me.
Yeah, let's do it.
Thank you.
They smell a little bit seaweed. You have a little bit of the... I smell a little bit salty sea...
Yeah, it's a bit like when you walk over the market past fish.
Yeah. But it also reminds me of those seaweed crisps you can get in Asian shops that are like... that are deep fried seaweed. I don't know if you have ever... We should review those maybe...
Maybe sometime. I don't know if you can get them somewhere.
No, I know.
But yes? Okay. Well, maybe. But first, try this.
I find they're good. It's not a very expressive flavor.
No, but you do taste the seaweed.
Yeah.
It smells... it's a bit... shrimpy, extra shrimpy, fishy.
Yeah.
Bit like fish food also.
But in a good way then maybe.
Yeah.
Because I really like these.
Sorry, that was my Siri.
I'm probably able to add that out.
I'm not really a fan of the fishy flavor.
Yeah, but you don't really like fishy things as a... right?
I do like the fact that they have... well, they don't taste salty.
No.
Which is a plus, I think. You do taste the seaweed flavor.
Yeah.
I just don't really like the seaweed flavor, but that's a taste thing.
Yeah, that's my. I like them. I like the crunch as well. The crunch is very good.
Mm-hmm.
And
as you might expect, yeah, from Kroepoek.
The packaging is bright green. We forgot to tell you that before, but the packaging is bright green. And what I find interesting is that the flavor the crisps itself, they are a little bit brownish, greenish. It's an interesting crisp to look at as well as taste. Let's do a quick roundup. So, smell.
Fishy.
Fishy.
And a bit salty.
Flavor, a little bit the same, right?
Yeah.
And then the crunches, the texture is very good.
Yeah, has a good crunch.
I like this flavor, but I like fishy things. I like to eat some fish as well. I think that these are right on the spot. They are as advertised on the packaging. That
yes.
I think you agree with me on that.
Yes.
I would give these 3 out of 5 crisp bags. These are good in my opinion.
Yeah.
Maybe 3.5 even.
I can imagine that they are good. I just don't like the flavor, and yeah, that's what I can give them no more than 2 bags.
Yeah,
because I don't like the flavor. These are a couple of episodes ago we talked about the honest crisps, the crisps I brought from Malaga,
yeah,
that were honest crisps,
yeah, yeah,
and
yeah,
not that much preservatives and
yeah, yeah,
salt.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
These are honest.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a good product. Let's
yes,
just say it like that. And I like it.
I don't like the flavor.
But we could try. They have this brand. This Zeeuwse Kroepoek brand has
yes,
3 different flavors. So this is the okay, Zeeuwse flavor. Then you have the onion flavor, and then
okay,
you have.
I'm very curious about the other. Maybe for some next time.
And then you have the shrimp flavor. That's just shrimp. Yeah, that's for Kroepoek.
Shrimp flavor Kroepoek.
Yeah, I think their natural flavor.
I think that's a bit double, but maybe it's natural indeed.
Yeah. So I say let's just try them out. Maybe another time.
Yeah,
not next week, but maybe another time.
Give them a go.
Yeah.
If you like fishy things,
yeah,
go for them.
Yeah.
And if you're not sure, try them out.
Marijn, you are our trivia correspondent.
Yes.
Co-host.
Coming in.
straight from the studio in Amsterdam. Please tell us, what is the trivia of this podcast?
Well, we have several... we could have done several things. But the trivia, no surprise, is about seaweed. Because...
It's a seaweed episode.
Yes. The fact that I want to share with you is that seaweed assimilate minerals directly from the sea and are thought to be the single most nutritious food you can eat.
Wait. They get their minerals direct from the sea? I thought they got their minerals direct from the moon.
That is an often heard theory, but the internet said it. They get them from the sea.
Yeah, okay. So the internet said it was from the sea. But I do believe that when you click on the second video, when you look at the video that talks about that Obama is the son of Adolf Hitler, then they will tell you that seaweed gets their nutrition from the moon.
Dude, it's fake news. Fake
news.
It's
real news.
It's not real.
Okay.
Totally fake.
Yeah. The frogs are gay.
That might be.
Yeah.
But the seaweed get their minerals from the sea.
Yeah.
And are nutritious.
Yeah.
I need to... Dat edit je er wel uit, hè?
Ja, dat komt goed.
They are nutritious to eat. Food you can eat. They are rich in trace elements and vitamins.
Yeah.
Many of them frequently contain more protein than meat and more calcium than milk. So if we all start eating seaweed, we could save the world.
We could save the world. Okay.
Well, maybe with another song, but...
No, that sounds good. That sounds like a plan, actually, to just save... Yeah, maybe, but my question in this is, we, especially in Western countries like the United States and Europe and Canada and whatever, and we overproduce a lot of food. We produce far more chicken breasts than we will ever eat, in even if we all just start eating chicken breasts for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, and then if we would do the same extreme consumption, or however you want to call it, wouldn't that be the chance that we then just produce too much seaweed, that we start harvesting too much seaweed from the sea, and that then we extinct seaweed or make...
Well, seaweed grows very quickly. That's another trivia for you.
Okay.
Seaweed grows very quickly. There is a kind of seaweed that I believe grows a meter or 3 foot in 1 hour. That's pretty quickly.
That's pretty amazing as well. That's a very interesting plan to see, I think.
And if this scenario you talked about would be reality, and we start eating a lot of seaweed instead of meat, I'm really curious how that would change our dietary needs. If we are, because right now, as you said, we are over-consuming. Yeah. We are producing much more than we actually would eat. And we are very focused on eating. I'm curious how that would be if we start eating more seaweed. I'm not saying only seaweed, but more seaweed.
Yeah, of course, I haven't looked at scientific data on this at all, but I'm very interested in how much seaweed, how many grams or kilos or whatever of seaweed you need to eat on a daily basis to get to a normal, not overconsumption, but normal level of your calorie intake. Like, for instance, almost everybody that eats meat in Europe and the northern United States and stuff like that, they just eat too much meat as well. You shouldn't eat half a kilo of meat every day. That's
ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous because everybody does it on a daily basis, but it isn't healthy.
Yes.
That's the idea.
Or no.
Maybe it is, but also because everybody eats the extra processed meats like bacon and stuff that has been processed with all kinds of chemicals and I don't know what, and that then will... Now, the chances, if you eat bacon on like a weekly basis, the chances that you will get prostate cancer are quite severe. Is this a comedy podcast, or is this just...
something popped into my mind, because we are now eating a lot of meat as a species, and we actually should be more diverse in what we eat, not just the meat, but more vegetables and more diverse.
Yeah,
so
more
I don't
seaweed,
know any
more whatever. Yeah,
but if we start eating seaweed, we get a lot of protein from the seaweed. We get a lot of other minerals from the seaweed, maybe some vitamins as well, and our diet, because of that, our diet changes. It gets a lot more diverse. I'm very curious how that would change our needs. If we start eating more diverse, maybe we don't get hungry so quickly, and we don't feel the need to eat as much as some people do now.
That's might well be. For instance, I don't know if you are familiar with spirulina, which most
a bit.
A lot of people think it's a seaweed, but it's an algae instead. Yeah. And I partake in spirulina on a daily basis. I take that you have it in pill form, and then
You told me.
I take a couple of pills every day, and I change it with in what season it is. When it's getting colder, I take a little bit more than when it's summer. And I find that my appetite, when I take spirulina, I still have a healthy appetite, but I less frequently eat unhealthy stuff. I don't have that feeling that I still
that
have.
That craving the for something fat or something with sugar. For example.
Something with sugar. And yeah. I don't know if that is just that I started thinking about I should just... maybe that's just because I don't buy a lot of sweet stuff anymore. But that's also because I don't want to eat it. So. Mm-hmm. And the thing is that has helped me with a lot of weight loss. And now I'm on a... I wasn't obese now. Okay, you say that I was obese before, but I'm now.
Well, I said it because you said I should say it.
Yeah, that's true. I wrote it in the script. But the thing is that I am now far less. I'm far healthier than I was a couple of months ago because I'm now taking the spirulina in a way more regular and better way. And I think that all these brilliant things that just are in the sea and that we can take and that are apparently replenishing themselves in an astounding way.
Yeah, well, this was one
I
don't know if they all grow that quickly, but
yeah, and we don't know if this type of seaweed is actually edible. Maybe it's
that's true.
Seaweeds that are super poisonous, and even if you look at it, you will get it kills you from inside. It strangles your intestines. No, I don't know.
Oh, reminds me a bit of Alien, but that's a whole other story.
Yeah, it is. No, but talking about eating.
Well, if you have ideas about this,
please comment.
Let us know.
Email. Email doesn't work yet. Comment us. Tweet at us. You can send us Facebook messages. You can send us messages on Instagram. Email is still offline. We're working on that. We now have
slide us a DM.
You are thinking, speculating.
Yeah, thinking.
You've heard of a new diet that helps with MS, right?
Let me explain.
Yes.
There is an MS diet.
How long has this been around, this MS diet?
I've heard a couple of people about it. In the past year.
Okay, so it's quite a new thing, right?
I'd say so. Well, okay. Although they might say, no, this doctor who made it up...
15,000 years ago and was also the
inventor
of the
wheel. Yeah. I don't know. I've heard from several people in the last year.
Yeah.
It is a diet in which you eat less... animal proteins, and consume far less milk and eggs, and to shut out the animal protein.
Yeah,
which is a lot like the, and this is the theory about it. If you have MS, your own body attacks your own nervous system.
Yes.
There is a protein around it, which is called myelin.
Yeah.
I hope I pronounced that right.
Yeah. If
which conducts the signals from the brains to wherever the signals need to go.
Yeah.
But if you have MS, they are broken down, destroyed.
The myelin is destroyed by the white blood cells, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
If you have the animal protein, it is a lot like myelin.
Yeah.
So if you consume a lot of animal protein, your body thinks, "Hey, I need to attack cells."
Okay.
And if you reduce the amount of animal protein that you consume, your body might become more calm. Easy and calm.
And stable.
In yes. So that would mean that I like to eat meat. I don't eat that much meat, but...
You're quite a flexitarian.
Yes. But then I should stop eating meat altogether, stop drinking milk, stop eating yogurt.
Cheese. Eggs, probably.
Yes, and become a vegan, basically. A vegan who is also allowed to eat fish.
Yeah, that's a pescatarian then.
Yeah, but is a pescatarian the same as a vegan who eats fish?
Pescatarians normally only eat fish and vegetables and maybe partake in milk and eggs. But I don't know. We could look that up.
Anyways, if I want to follow that diet and I'm thinking about it, I need to change my food pattern. I should change what I eat, basically. And it might not be that drastic, but I need to get used to it. I need to get used to the idea of not eating, because I like cheese. I like melted cheese a lot on nachos and
on everything. Yeah, but melted cheese basically is just the best.
Yeah, yeah.
Is, we can talk for a long time about melted cheese, because melted cheese is just a shiznit.
I completely agree with you. Everything gets better with melted cheese.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe not diarrhea, but.
No, but I even use melted cheese in my sex life. It's just, it makes everything just so.
Yeah?
Yeah. As a lubricant. It's just.
Wow. And then, then you have. As a lubricant, you say?
Yeah.
And you get the sensation, that burning sensation, because it's hot.
Yeah, it's hot.
So it's also a bit of SM-like.
Yeah, it's a little bit kinky.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. And where did you find this? Is there a book about this? Is there a website?
No, just trial and error.
Trial and error.
Yeah.
You were making a grilled cheese sandwich and...
And it just started fucking... Yeah, it happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. It's
I'm speechless.
Yeah, I get that. no, but we should do a challenge.
A challenge?
For you.
Okay.
Or for us. We should... Of course, this diet, which you propose, is an MS diet. It isn't a cerebral palsy diet, so it wouldn't have...
Mm-hmm.
But because...
Is there a cerebral palsy diet?
No, there... Now, the thing is that people with cerebral palsy...
just eating grilled cheese.
People with cerebral palsy, and I'm an exception on this rule, but a lot of people with cerebral palsy, when you have quite severe cerebral palsy, your muscles are at work like almost the whole day in quite a frantic manner, because you get the spasms are...
Yes.
And that... That uses up quite a lot of energy and calories.
Yes.
So people with cerebral palsy are normally recommended to eat a lot more.
Okay.
Eat more, and eat more carbohydrates. I don't know.
Carbs.
Carbs. Because you burn those carbs quite. If you use your muscles the whole time, you will burn the carbs quite frequently, and that's what I've heard. But I, for instance, my cerebral palsy more expresses itself in that all my muscles work with more difficulty than normal muscles. My muscles are more cramped, in a sense, so they are harder to start. So for me, it's more that I should look out and not eat too much. I just have to watch my weight. Basically, because my muscles have difficulty to move, it's not recommendable that I exceed a certain weight, because then everything just gets harder and harder.
Okay.
So I should just... But there are a lot of people with CP that...
But you mentioned earlier that you use spirulina, for example,
spirulina,
and that you feel satisfied more easily when eating.
And spirulina is, yeah, and I, you could try that out as well. Maybe that helps for you as well, because spirulina does, yeah, spirulina is one of those things that it's a little bit like CBD oil. You've heard of CBD oil?
Yes.
That yeah. Everybody says.
It's almost like the semen of Iron Man.
Yeah, it's like every CBD oil almost cures every known
yeah.
disease.
Yeah.
It works against everything.
Yeah.
Like, you can use it. You can use it to.
And even works against that.
Yeah, it even works against a flat tire on your bicycle. You know, see, just use some CBD oil, and the tire will mend itself.
And the good thing about it is,
yeah.
you don't really have to use it. You yeah. just looking at it from
yeah.
time to time is enough.
Yeah, spirulina is a little.
Or mentioning it. So we are going to mention a lot of CBD oil now.
Spirulina has a little bit the same stigma surrounding it, that there are a lot of people that say, yeah, but I use spirulina and it helps me with my eyesight became better, and I could read books from like 15 meters and I don't know.
Why would you read a book from 15 meters?
People just say that
yeah.
spirulina helps with like everything. When you are constipated, you say, everybody says, "Oh, use spirulina and you will start shitting again." When you have diarrhea, start using spirulina, you will get constipated. I don't know. It's like, it's an amazing. It's a wonder thing. And I
just you
know,
just need to believe in it.
Now, the only thing that I know is that I started using spirulina because one of the things that is actually very well known about spirulina is that there is a lot of iron in it,
mm-hmm.
and that it. That some other stuff.
So it is the semen of Iron Man.
Yeah, it is the semen of Iron Man, and that spirulina helps you. And one of the things that is widely known and that is actually scientifically proven is that spirulina helps you clean out your liver. And I was And I was using quite a lot of pain medication, and pain medication, as we all know, aren't that good for your liver. So
or medication.
Yeah,
at
so
all.
I was recommended to use some spirulina because. Elsewise you're starting with liver medication again, and that's not good for your stomach, and then you get
yeah, I get it.
You get in that territory. So spirulina helped me with that, but it also helps me with losing weight somehow, and I don't know how it works, and I'm not saying that it works for everybody, and maybe it's just all psychosomatic and it's all placebo effect, and I don't know, but it works let's just say
yeah.
it works for me.
Yeah, and you feel good about
yeah.
it, and you believe in it.
I believe in it, and it's my holy Lord, and I'm now always wearing a fucking pan on my head to symbolize my belief in the holy Lord spirulina.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
maybe we should wrap this episode up because.
Yeah, maybe we should. What started it all?
These amazing crisps from Zeeuwse Kroephoek. It was seaweed from the Oosterschelde flavor. I liked it. You thought it was a good product, but you didn't really like the flavor.
Yes.
But it was an honest project. Product. That's what you said. Then we talked about that seaweed is basically the next superfood, and that
yes.
we should all just start eating seaweed all
yes.
day.
Yes, instead of cows and chickens
and
pigs
animals.
Or whatever.
Then we
transfer to the MS diet, in
yeah.
which I am told not to eat that much animal protein anymore.
Yeah. But maybe
maybe a little bit more seaweed.
To say one more thing about the MS diet. Maybe we should try the MS diet together for like a month or something. Maybe
yeah, you were talking about a challenge.
That we could do it as a challenge together. That I would do the MS diet as well as
okay.
more out of sympathy or more as a team to do it as a team.
Well, maybe it gets easier to try out recipes for it.
Yeah, then we can share recipes
yes.
and stuff. But let's talk about that off microphone.
Yes.
And then
then we only need to remind our listeners to share this.
Yeah.
To give us a review.
Yeah.
To
comment. It's always
yes.
Good. If you have a
like it.
That you want us to review, just send it in the comments or slide in one of our DMs. We already told you how you can slide in our DM.
Yeah. You can slide in our DM anytime.
Yeah. We really want to thank Audio Geeks again.
Yes.
You probably know by now that we're on Audio Geeks since the last maybe 10 episodes, and we're very happy to be here.
Yeah.
Look at all the other cool podcasts and audio geeks.
Yeah, if you're listening to this podcast, you probably like podcasts, so
yeah,
listen to them all. And
yeah, audiogeeks.nl, yeah, and just start browsing. It's an amazing website. And I would say thank you very much for listening.
And yes, and until next time, that is How the Crisp Crunches.